That old poetry was a very quirky man.
Yes.
But a very nice man too, but still, before he died, he was a Christian.
What did that change him at all?
Yeah.
Did it change him, or did he stop writing
poetry?
Oh, yes.
He was a good man at last.
Yes. And did he give up making poetry then?
Oh, yes, yes.
Did he?
He was a Christian man.
Yes.
Yes.
And did he think that it was wrong then to make songs?
Well, he was not complaining it at all, as long as he would compose decent songs.
Yes, yes.
But he was against vulgar songs.
Yes, yes.
Well, a poet can compose vulgar, it's easier for him than decent poetry.
Yes.
While you are doing it in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And I'm not going to tell you.
No.
You are to lift this water in a quiet place.
Yes.
A certain, not the water would do it.
Mm.
No water, but the sea water would do it.
Really?
You were going to the shore.
Yes.
There was somebody down with the giants.
Mm.
And you were to count so many waves. It was a certain wave that you were to lift the top of it.
I see, yes.
And then you're away counting them again until you would come to this certain wave.
Yes.
You were lifting the top of that.
Yes.
And you were lifting a drop of the top of nine waves.
I see. Hmm.
And then you would go to see the patient. And even the patient was better before you would see him at all. As soon as he would go and look on the island, the patient is a different man.
Fancy, yes.
You would tell a sensible man in the neighborhood that he was thinking of getting married, such and such lady.
Yes.
And would he come with me?
Yes.
To ask the hand of the lady?
Yes.
This old witty man would go with him, and they would have a bottle of whiskey, of course, and maybe the old man of the house knew well enough that purpose.
Yes.
This old man that the bride-to-be took with him would turn around and he says to the old man, "I heard that you had such and such change in the house."
Yes.
The old man of the house would say, "Yes. Well, this man that's along with me is asking you, will you give him that change?" But the old man of the house was sensible enough, and he would say, "Yes, by all means, he will get whatever he asks of me, whatever I will, can manage to give him, or there will be no refusal."
Yes.
So they knew all then what happened and what was going on, and the man that was speaking on behalf of the bride, he would out with a bottle and ask for glasses.
Yes.
And then the young lady of the house was preparing a feast.
Yes.
A wedding, well, a good while ago this wedding was on, and it was a man from Ireland, Terry McAfee was his name. His daughter was getting married, going to get married to a certain Campbell from Manor.
Yes.
And it was an old poet and a postmaster that came with Campbell to ask the hand of the bride.
Yes.
And when they arrived at the old man's house down at Ballymaston, this old poet, he turned round and he says, "Well, I wish you would help me, Mr. McPhee."
Yes.
"Well," says the old man, "I'll do anything at all I can to help you."
Yes.
"Well," he says, "I'm putting a roof on a barn."
Yes.
"And I am short of one bit of wood."
Yes.
"I wonder will you supply with it?"
Yes.
"There's so many couples on the house."
Yes.
"But I'm short one piece of wood to make the other couple."
Yes.
"Yes," he says, the old man of the house, "I will help you with that, and I'll give you that bit of wood."
I see.
"And I'm almost sure that you'll never see dry rotten in it."
The harvesting was done most of the barley. In the early days, the barley was cut with the sickle. They wouldn't use the scythe to it on any account,
mm-hmm.
because they wanted to collect every grain if they possibly could.
Mm.
And either the husband or the wife was using the sickle to cut down the barley, and then one of the family was coming after them, making what we call the bands.
Yes.
And there was two sheaves going into each band.
I see.
And then there was someone else of the family coming after that and tying them up and just stooking them at the same time.
Yes. And was there any variety in the making of bands?
Yes. In this township, each individual crofter had a band of his own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if a gale happened to blow, and if the barley was blown all over, each crofter could collect his own barley through this band. He could know his own barley.
Yes, yes. Was it bound on the ground or under the arm?
It was bound on the ground.
On the ground.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
None of the barley was bound under the arm, but don't swear.
Yes.
But in the latter years, when they didn't care much about the barley, it was just bound under the arm, the same as the oats.
Yes.
And they stopped making the bands and everything like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear tell of pulling barley rather than cutting?
Yes. Oh yes.
Yes.
I've heard about that, although I've never seen it been done. But I've heard about it many a time, pulling it out of the ground by the roots.
Yes.
Yes.
How late do you think this went on here?
Oh, it was long before my time.
Was it?
But it was going on in Lewis, I understand, till, up to about 1970 or so.
Yes. What was the reason for doing it? Was there any particular reason?
In case they would damage the grain in any way or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or in case they would lose any of the grain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how many sheaves went into the stook with barley?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
On each side, so to speak. Would it be four altogether?
No, two side by side.
Really, yes.
Because when you were binding it up, you were putting two sheaves into each band.
Yes.
And one sheave was sort of higher up than the other sheave. And when it was tied up, they were pulled apart. And it would just stand on its own.
Yes, yes, I see. Mm-hmm. But with oats, it was different.
With oats, it was six.
Yes.
Six sheaves.
And these were just single sheaves.
Single sheaves, yes.
Yes. Now, then it would be put into the stack and thrashed during the winter, was it?
Yes, during the winter, yes.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they were starting thrashing it immediately they harvested the corn.
Is that so?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
They had to in the early.